tuned to KXRY Portland, streaming online at xray.fm and in the radio neck of the woods at 107.1 and 91.1 FMs. Our broadcast can also be picked up on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Welcome to the Sound of Pictures.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre coups.
de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. S'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
What's the matter with you?
Thank you.
Here's music from a French spy comedy film, a series of sorts, OSS 117, with film composer Ludovic Borsch giving us A Froggy Afternoon. Following the exploits of international intrigue set in 1955, the film is a continuation of the OSS 117 series of spy films from the 1950s and 60s, which were in turn based on a series of novels, looking more like a spoof on James Bond. Music from the film Salaam Bombay before that, an Indian Hindi language drama film depicting the lives of local children living in the streets, train stations, bazaars, and red light districts, where many of them lived in Bombay, now Mumbai, India's largest city. This is Meera Nair's directorial debut, bringing a documentary sense to her narrative and textural feature. We heard a song called Meera Naam Chin Chin Chu by Geeta Dutt and O.P. Nayar. Before that was a song from the compilation soundtrack to the Danny Boyle film, 127 Hours. And although the score goes to A.R. Rahman, who also collaborated with Boyle on his previous film, Slumdog Millionaire, we heard a song by Belgian musician going by the name of Plastic Bertrand. This is the story of a mountain climber who becomes trapped under a boulder while canyoneering alone in Utah and has to resort to desperate measures in order to survive. And then I started the set with some electronic music by Schlampitziger, a German electronic project for which one Joe Zimmerman is responsible, bringing us some strange and familiar music from his album Collected Simple Songs of My Temporary Past. Yeah, it is. Back in the latter half of the 1960s, the burgeoning idiosyncratic group of alternative filmmakers coming out of then Czechoslovakia, known as the Czech New Wave, were taking art house cinemas by storm. They were a competitive rival to the French and Italian New Waves, with their own style of cinema verite, film noir, surrealism, and cinema concret. But after the Soviet Union invaded Czech in 1968, there was a clampdown on nonconformist creative arts that wasn't seen again until 1970. Here's a sequence of some of the most captivating slices of experimental cinema of the 1960s. Daisies, a cut-and-paste data collage of 20th century European themes and soundscapes with a custom-built score by Yuri Sust and Yuri Slitter. It is an erratic score which consists of a concoction of various musical quotes from non-melodic elements and sound effects, a broad palette of samples and snippets of choral and classical vintage recordings, spliced with concrete effects, traditional brass band music, Disney-style exotica, Charleston dance standards, and token 60s beat tracks. Sounds pretty wild and kaleidoscopic, but they pull it off, probably because their work stemmed from careers performing cabaret music, mixing comedy, spoken word, and musical jokes as a contribution to the Czech New Wave phenomenon.
Rude rouge, rude rouge, rude rouge, mám tak rád, chci je pro tě, moje milá. Chci je pro tě natrhat, ověnčit ten plavý vlas tvůj. Rudé růže mám tak rád. Thank you.
So much can be learned and enjoyed from soundtrack albums. Everything from full score to score plus songs to songs only. In the movies, it's all presented in a radically different way, all cut up in pieces, and many times with added effects of reverb, distance, close-ups, or filtered through radio and TV. Here's more music from the soundtrack to 127 Hours. The score is from A.R. Rahman, but includes a broad variety of songs. Earlier, I played a Belgian punk song from the same soundtrack. Here's something quite different from Chopin. Nocturne No. 2 in E-flat, Opus 9, No. 2. Just to let us know how many numbers and opuses and flats he can squeeze in there. Before that, more music from the assorted soundtrack to Salaam Bombay. This time music from the score by L. Subramaniam from 1988. Vangelis moved to Paris at the end of the 60s from Greece to pursue a vocation as a musical explorer and researcher of new sound languages. This is the same guy who wins an Oscar for the soundtrack to the film Chariots of Fire in 1982, as well as giving us his score to Ridley Scott's Blade Runner, kind of a neo-noir sound. We heard here one of his earliest projects from 1975 for the film Étends-tu les chiens éboyés? Do you hear the dogs barking? Then starting off the set with music from the Czech new wave, Daisies, from 1966. I think now's a good time to get up and stretch those ears a bit, take a little break for this important message.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from the 2026 BIAMP Portland Jazz Festival, presented by PDX Jazz, with Mavis Staples, Madeline Peru, Bill Frizzell, Jeff Parker Fortet and SML, and more. Locations, tickets, and full schedule at pdxjazz.org.
Well, that sounds like something worth looking into. Following along the path of experimental European film music, what do you say we see what's going on with Swiss electronic jazz pioneer Bruno Spiori for the film's Teddy Bear, a comedy from 1983? We'll hear Too Much Smell, and also from the film Lilith, a movie about an evening with a striptease dancer from 1978.
Thank you.
Well, here's some music that sounds uncannily like Henry Mancini's Moon River.
It is.
But here it's presented on the soundtrack as Adagietto by Spanish film composer Alberto Iglesias for the film Bad Education or La Mala Educación or Bad Manners, made by Pedro Almodovar from 2004. A neo-noir psychological melodrama film, okay?
Oh, boy, that's something.
Before that, music from an album by drummer Chico Hamilton and his quintet, with another cool version of his West Coast jazz chamber music from the 1950s. It features horn player Eric Dolphy on some of his first recordings, and also lesser-known guitarist Dennis Budimir rips through a unique solo on this tune, Strange, from the album With Strings Attached. And before that, an allegorical tale set in the largest toy corporation in the world, music from the Broadway stage production Flahuli, the Toy Puppet Dolls, from 1951. Apart from its lightness, it was meant to satirize big business, mass production, and workers' rights. We heard Najla's theme, sung by the queen of Exotica, Ima Sumac, who played that role. Let's take another little break for this important message. I'll be right back. Literary Arts is a Portland-based nonprofit with over 40 years of providing programs for readers and writers of all ages. Their new community space with a cafe and bookstore is located at 716 Southeast Grand Avenue. Learn more at literary-arts.org. Alright then, let's see if we can hop on this heavy backbeat shaker by Chuck Mead and his Grassy Knoll Boys. on a slow train through Arkansas.
It's a slow train through Arkansas. It's the slowest train you ever saw.
Thank you.
All right, that was music from Woody Allen's period movie taking place in the 1930s, the romantic comedy Cafe Society from 2016. We heard the haunting sway of the song Out of Nowhere. Thumbs Carlisle before that, coming to us from St. Louis, known for his innovative fingerstyle playing, sitting with his guitar on his lap while fretting, picking, and strumming with his fingers and thumbs. The tune, Just Blues, from his 1965 album, All Thumbs. Well, I hope you're enjoying this Quincy Jones album, Body Heat, from 1974, featuring a lot of great musicians, including Hubert Laws as the flute, playing a timeless Benny Golson tune, Along Came Betty.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining me today. This is The Sound of Pictures. Catch me out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9 for your weekly one-hour dose of movie music and soundtracks. They call me Shilly, and I love X-Ray just as much as you. Stay tuned for Jazz in the New Millennium coming up in about 3 minutes at the 9 o'clock hour with Rick Mitchell. Let's meet back here in 7 days for more Sound of Pictures.